I'm Rose Skeeters, host of From Borderline to Beautiful, a show about hope and recovery for BPD. Hello and welcome to another episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. I am your host, Rose Skeeters, and today I wanted to talk about just this realization that I had that I was hoping that would help you. In the earlier seasons of the podcast, I talked about old journals that I had and how I was very hateful and towards myself, and I would punish myself for the things that I would do. And I would do that by writing or emotionally dumping in a journal. And I would write, I'm a failure, I can't do anything right, sort of all these really mean and negative things over and over and over again. And through that process, I would read those journals back to myself, or those quote unquote journal entries. And it dawned on me that I didn't have the ability to think at a deeper level because my emotions were so big. And so I didn't really know how to journal. I genuinely thought that writing all of the things that I do wrong and all of the bad thoughts and, you know, never going back and assessing or evaluating those thoughts to figure out whether or not they're true, I thought that that was journaling. And, you know, today I was journaling. I was in the middle of journaling. I journal in the form of prayer. And it's just such a great tool for me to be able to get my thoughts out of my mind and onto the page. And I thought, gosh, I had this moment where I paused and I thought, if only I had been able to do this, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I was able to understand that journaling wasn't, you know, when I was in my teens, it started out as like this, you know, writing romance novels, rescue stories. And then when I realized that that wasn't the way the world was, so I had experienced pain, you know, and pain is something we experience when the model of the world that we have in our mind doesn't match the world, the actual world, right? And so I began to figure that out after a breakup. And, you know, at that point, you know, I felt hopeless. I felt like, gosh, like there's never, you know, every music artist that I listened to and song and movie, it was about love lost and people leaving and rejection and abandonment. And I chose suffering because I felt that my situation was hopeless. And so my journals then shifted into that, you know, really negative, I'm a failure, I'm awful, I'm worthless, I'm fat, I'm ugly, no one will ever love me, what's the point of my existence? And it was just so painful. And so what I wanted to do today is I wrote a journal entry that I think the old me battling with those intrusive thoughts and that negativity during that time where I thought that pain was, or suffering, excuse me, was the only thing that I could choose, and that I couldn't just feel the pain and then grow. And I was hoping that that would help some of you out there who were in my position. You know, maybe when you're in my position writing those negative intrusive thoughts and those things about yourself, and if it's made you aversive to journaling even, because I know for a long time I was aversive to even sitting down and journaling, because I would be like, no way, like I don't want to bring up all those feelings. Journaling makes me feel bad. Self-reflection makes me feel bad. Like, I've done that. You know, and that was a big thing that I felt in therapy as well. I didn't want to go and like sit and talk about my problems because it felt so heavy and all of those things. And it was because I didn't know how to regulate my emotions. So that's something that is really important, that you know that my podcast begins with hope and it will end with hope, because there is hope that you can learn to navigate those big waves of emotions. Even though we feel things more deeply, we can still learn self-control and self-regulation and radical acceptance. And I believe that for you. So once you can get through that, then you can start using coaching or therapy or journaling or processing or, you know, introspection or reflection as a tool in your recovery journey, as something that allows you the space to express gratitude, to come from a place of hope, to think about the things that you need to build that life worth living and to create a map for yourself. And you can do that every day. So emotional dumping can be ineffective, but journaling, introspection, self-reflection is actually so key to recovery in order to recover from borderline personality disorder, which is, you know, a large part of developmental delay. We must grow. We must learn new things and elevate our conscious awareness and become our higher selves. So I'm going to read this letter. I'm sorry, I have a little bit of a cold today, so we'll keep this episode shorter. But I'm going to read the journal excerpt that I wrote that I would hope that my old self would embrace and take on as she journeyed through the deeply painful recesses of, you know, the darkness that is the borderline personality disorder brain or the complex post-traumatic stress disorder brain. It can be just so painful, and I want to give you, you know, just something that, you know, perhaps you can try today. Dear God, I am grateful to have this time to write to you. There are things in my life that I feel powerless over. I need to believe that things can get better. I acknowledge that fear is an obstacle for me. I'm pretty much scared of everything, of changing, of people leaving, of heartbreak, of emotion. But the thing is I often use this fear for my own destruction. It can become any sort of rationalization for my not changing and growing. Please help me not to be afraid anymore. I have to be honest and willing to ask myself, what can I do? What one thing of all the things am I scared to take control of? But if I looked at all of those things, what are the things I believe I can control? What if today I just practiced honesty? Today, I will focus on being honest in my own thoughts, in my words, in my deeds, in my actions. I will do that by catching and releasing my hyperboles and by constantly reminding myself of my day's missions. If I can do that today, then I would have taken a leap into the life I want to build for myself. I will report back and be willing not to only acknowledge my failures, but also to acknowledge my wins and my small successes. These will lead me to feel more competent and confident. I have to believe that being the opposite of how I am right now is the way out. So confidence is foreign and scary to me, but I will try, and God, please help me. I want to be better and do differently. But I sure do need grace. Grace will cover and extinguish the flames of my shame. Rose. So I hope that that prayer inspires you today to go to your journal, to go to your therapy or your coaching or your group sessions this week, and to speak in your heart from a place of genuine radical acceptance that this is where you are, this is where you need to be, that there is hope, that you don't have to choose suffering. You can feel the pain and you can begin to chip away at that new life one step at a time, that you can do this. All right, everybody, I will see you back next week for another Tuesday Truth episode of From Borderline to Beautiful. Are you tired of feeling frustrated, resentful, or disconnected from your family, friends, and partner? Thrive Mind Body LLC Mindset Coaching and Counseling can help you. Visit us on the web at thriveonlinecounseling.com. Again, that's thriveonlinecounseling.com.